Political columnist Robert Novak announced yesterday he would retire. Novak has received what, in his words, is a dire prognosis for a brain tumor. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik has this look back at the long career of this famously brash journalist.
Hard to imagine for a media tough guy who embraces the nickname Prince of Darkness, but Robert Novak is not only respected in Washington, he's pretty well liked.
Young people particularly would stop me in airports and say, "How do you stand that terrible Bob Novak?" And I would say to him, "Well, I hate to tell you this, but he's a close friend."
That's retired liberal Baltimore Sun columnist Jack Germond.
What made us friends all this time was, although we didn't agree on anything, his reporting was admirable. He was on the phone. He was calling people. He was seeing people.
And in so doing, Novak was true to his professional tradition. He started as a reporter in Indianapolis and then moved to Washington in the late 1950s to cover Congress, first for the Associated Press and then for the Wall Street Journal. When Novak began a political column with the late Roland Evans in 1963, Lyndon Johnson was president. Novak has been reporting and opining on policy and politics ever since, as in this appearance last summer, picking horses on Meet the Press.
These early front runners, I've seen a lot of them, George Romney, Ed Muskie, they're way on top and they collapse. They never come back.
A lot's changed since he was covering Muskie and the elder Romney, and not just because early frontrunner John McCain did roar back in this year's Republican primaries. Novak left behind the Jewish tradition of his family to convert to Catholicism. He also migrated across the political spectrum from moderate and registered Democrat to unwavering conservative. Sometimes he pushed an agenda, but he was a relentless digger, finding scoops wherever he could, and sometimes landing himself in trouble. There was the one about a retired diplomat who was a fierce critic of the Bush administration's decision to invade Iraq, a diplomat whose wife, Valerie Plame Wilson, was an agent at the CIA. The Bush White House sought to discredit the diplomat, and Novak cited the marital link in print, and that led to an investigation that blew up into the biggest scandal the president had faced until then. Novak talked about it last summer on NPR's Day Today.
It was news value. I broke no laws, and apparently the special prosecutor, who was a very tough guy, Mr. Fitzgerald, felt no law was broken by the Deputy Secretary of State, Mr. Armitage, when he leaked the information to me.
Novak has been in the limelight for years. On the syndicated television show The McLaughlin Group, NBC's Meet the Press, and CNN's Crossfire. Another friend, Fred Barnes, is executive editor of the conservative Weekly Standard. Here he was in 2005 describing Novak to NPR.
Well, he's developed a persona, you know, the Prince of Darkness. And he loves it. You know, the guy that he always wants tax cuts and he doesn't want to funnel any money to the poor and so on.
Novak was in the news last month when he struck a pedestrian while driving in Washington. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor a few days later. Jack Germond says he reached out when he heard the diagnosis.
I sent him a message through his office that his friends were wishing him well. The vote was 7-2 with one undecided. Well, that's the kind of thing he would do.
Novak had initially said he would suspend his column, syndicated in the Washington Post and dozens of other papers. But he now says he'll retire to focus on his treatment, and that will end a 45-year Washington institution. The byline, Robert Novak. David Folkenflik, NPR News.